when you talk to a lot of people, it's like para kang ligaw sa dalawang babae, di ba? In buying real estate, especially for the first time, it is very important that we eliminate those things or things that can create confusion sa ating buying or decision-making process, lalong-lalo na again for making our first real estate investment. And let me explain why. Okay, by the way, before we continue, let me introduce myself. My name is Larry Barberan and I am a licensed real estate broker here in the Philippines. So here I talk about, aside from me going to yung mga projects natin, I also talk about the things that I learned from my conversations with my clients. And I am hoping this sharing or this discussion that we're doing somehow will help you and be guided with the things that you should be doing, especially again if it's your first time to invest in real estate. Anyway, so the story goes, about 3 weeks ago I was contacted by a client, a lady client who's based in the US, and that client and the client was looking for an investment, first time investment in the area of Eastwood in Quezon City. And I was asked to send computations or quotations if kaya yung bibiling project or yung bibiling condo unit, which is a one bedroom unit. So I did provide that, and even, you know, offered my assistance in like showing the property sa kanyang kamag-anak dito, since she is based in the US. And you're probably watching this video right now, ma'am. So, I mean, I'm just sharing this and that way makatulong. But anyway, so to cut the long story short, after talking to her for quite a while, so it took like about 1 week or a little more than 1 week, and I provided everything. And then there, after doing all my best to assist the client, she once told me na, hey, you know, I'm a little bit confused, because I have, to tell you the truth, I have already contacted an agent, okay, about 2 weeks ago before kita kinontak. And I said, it's fine, you know, it's your decision to where, you know, kung saan or kung kanino makikipag-transact. And she basically told me na, hey Larry, you've been very helpful, and the other guy is also helpful, but a reason I contacted you is that may hinahanap ako na hindi ko mahingi sa kanya, but she ended up actually going for the other agent, and to me that is okay. I actually told her, you know, it's your decision, ma'am, but you know, basically, with our conversation, she seemed that she was confused, kumbaga, to who to transact with. Kasi nga, you know, na-contact na niya in the first place 2 weeks ahead of me yung isang agent, and then now she's asking for my assistance, and basically I gave everything that she needed for her to decide, and she finally decided. Pero ayun na nga, medyo nakukonsensya nga raw siya that if she goes with me, na kawawa naman daw yung agent dahil nga nakausap na rin niya na nauna. And again, it's all okay, it's all good, but you know, that kind of scenario, because she has contacted two agents, ayun, nag-create ng confusion sa kanya until dumating nga siya dun sa pagkakataon na na-confuse na siya at nakukonsensya na siya. But you know, the point that I would like to state here is that when you are inquiring about a specific project, it is better, I think, this is my own opinion, that you focus on the person that you're talking to. Now, you can try to extract yung kailangan nyo dun sa unang tao na yon, you know, ask for everything. Normally, a setup of a sales agent, merong manager yan. So if it's like, you know, account executive, normally that's the term that they use or that we use in the industry. May sales manager yan, and the sales manager's duty is to help the sales executive to extract everything that they can get para matulungan kayo as the buyer or as the client. So you must seek their assistance. You know, you can talk to the sales manager directly if you have to, or ask the agent to talk to his or her manager, and that way makuha lahat ng information. And that way you won't be dealing with and contacting other agents, and you'll ended up having that confusion. Kasi mabigat yun. The effect was sa akin kahit paano, I was affected because I already exerted the effort, and that, again, that is no problem. But you know, for most person, it's just okay to kahit paano. I mean, manghinayang din naman, and that happened to me also. But the point that I would like to really dig in here is that when you're inquiring, you should focus. I think you should focus on one agent muna and give them a chance to help you the best way that they can. And if they can't help you, and you ask for help of the other agent or of a second agent, then you give that second agent a chance to give you everything. Okay, and then, syempre, if you do that, then I guess it is just okay to say na you deal with that second person. Ayun, I think that is, because I think, you know, when you talk to a lot of people, it's like para kang nililigaw sa dalawang babae, di ba? You'll end up having, you know, having feelings with two people, and syempre, mako-confuse ka, that's just normal. And that is the same thing that you don't want to happen when you are investing or when you are inquiring for the real estate, especially for the real estate product that you are thinking of buying. So, ayun. Basically, that is just a sharing that I would like to share with you. Guys, yeah, to ma'am, again, there's no problem. It is all good. Just like I said in our conversation, it's okay. Just sharing this in that way, again, we'll be guided. All right? Well, that's it basically for this. If you like it, please feel free to subscribe to our channel. If not, if you are not yet subscribed, feel free to like the video as well. That way, ma-push pa sa algorithm ng YouTube. And thank you so much for watching and taking your time watching this video. And until next time, okay, bye for now.